It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Seems like deja vu, folks. We're back at SUNY Cortland. Tonight, it's the girls' turn. It's the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals, Unitigo and DH. Here we go again. And I'm joined tonight by Israel Lormer. Is we're making a habit of getting together for Unitigo and DH.
Yeah, I was going to use that line as deja vu all over again.
Yeah, these two teams, well, we figured it out on the way here. This will be their third meeting in the last month, correct?
Yeah, and the last one in the MAC championship was a week and a half ago, and both contests saw the DH Eagles win in those contests.
So we're very curious tonight to see what defense Unitigo decides to throw at Deposit Hancock star Lacey Drake, because she has been sensational the first two times they've played, especially in the MAC championship. That's why she's the MAC MVP.
Absolutely. There was no doubt that night who should have been the MVP. She backed it up, and she just had a fantastic performance. We actually had somebody stop us after the game and said, hey, thanks for doing that game down there. You could tell how good she was on the radio, and I thought that was pretty awesome.
Said they made the trip special here today because they listened to our broadcast and said, I got to go watch her play. So it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can visit online at butlerautosales.com. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue to set the scene. The Eagles and the Spartans here in the Section 4 Class C semis tonight on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
It's time now for live high school.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back live from SUNY Cortland. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you tonight. The Dream Team back together after the MAC Championship here. And we'll see Unitigo and the DH girls again here tonight. Is, what are some of the storylines you're looking at for tonight's game?
Well, storyline number one, as we talked about on the way over here, Lacey Drake, just a fantastic basketball player. If you haven't had a chance to see her play, she's only a junior, so you do have next season, but definitely watch her play. I've had the privilege to watch her play a lot, doing the BG Clock and doing the Kozalski Tournament. I've probably watched her play a dozen games or something like that, and then watch a couple extra this year. That's number one. Who else on their team can step up? I look at Ariel Kellum. I look down through here, Kelsey Young on the boards. And Haley Wayrock, one of her first games back in that MAC championship game, scored 11. I think she was the difference in the game because Lacey's going to score. She needs somebody else or maybe two other people to get in that double-digit category. And if they do, I think that is their ticket to win this game.
I say on the flip side, I did the Unitigo and Oxford second-round game on the radio, and it was probably the best I've seen Unitigo play this year. A lot of people have said, well, it's against Oxford. They were the 11th seed. I kind of disagree with that because Oxford played everyone really tough all year, including Unitigo in the regular season matchup. But what the difference was for Unitigo the other night, they were hitting their shots. Haley Lucia, 5 threes, 17 points. Meg Perry was fantastic, balanced scoring the rest of the way. It was impressive.
I was surprised when I looked at the box score, 70 points. They usually score in a 40 or 50 range when they beat a team. And Oxford's much improved. Don't look at that and say, oh, Oxford's a much better basketball team, and they played everybody tough this year. Had two opportunities to watch them play as well. they got a lot better. I think Unitigo's coming off probably their best performance of the year, and they're going to need that again tonight.
Real quick before the national anthem is, DH 2-0 against Unitigo so far this year. Hard to beat a team three times.
We talk about that sometimes. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think that this game is different than those other two just because of where it's at and what's at stake, a trip to the Class C finals. That's big. You know, that's big stuff. You get in the championship, get in the semifinals, and go play on a college court.
Yeah, the big stage here tonight. We'll pause for the national anthem, DH and Unitigo, when we come back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Unitigo girls taking on DH. DH is the 2 seed, Unitigo the 3 seed here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals tonight. The other game tonight that is after this at 8:30 is Union Springs taking on Newfield. So the two winners will go on to play. We're also keeping an eye on the Norwich girls and Oneonta tonight in Class B, as well as the Franklin girls in South Courtright, as well as Stamford and Cherry Valley Springfield tonight. Those games are at SUNY Oneonta. To our starting lineups, first for Deposit Hancock with an overall record of 21-1. They start with number 2, the junior Lacey Drake. Senior number 4, Ariel Kellum. Senior number 5, Sierra Francisco. Junior number 21, Haley Wyrock. And senior number 22, Kelsey Young, for head coach Scott Young. On the other side for Unitigo with a record of 19-3. Two of those losses coming to Deposit Hancock, one to Oneonta. A senior number 3, Paige McCoy. A junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner. The Perry sisters, both juniors, 20 is Megan Perry, 21 is Morgan Perry. And the senior, the glue, I call her, number 23, the senior Haley Lucia, for longtime head coach Bob Z. So is your final thoughts here before we tip it up?
Interesting, we were here 1 year ago and Unitigo was able to finally slay that dragon of Bainbridge-Guilford.
Yes.
And get into the finals of the section. So do they do it again tonight? Do they kind of slay? That's their dragon this year is right over there, the Eagles. So that'll be interesting to see. I just kind of thought about, wow, we were here 1 year ago in the semifinals, right on the same court.
Yeah, that was a big win for Unitigo. We'll see if they can do it again tonight. Unitigo is in the green uniforms, the white trim, says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the chest. They're going right to left. DH is in the home whites with the gray and the royal blue trim, says Eagles across the front of the uniform, and they will go left to right. Unitigo wins the opening tip. They take it right down to Meg Perry. Left-handed layup is good off the pass from Lucia, and a good opening play there for Unitigo. It's 2-0.
Nice tip ahead, pass, scored on the backboard.
So Unitigo and DH are underway. Here's Lacey Drake with a pull-up jumper left side. Too strong. Rebound for Faulkner. And Unitigo back up the floor. Faulkner on the right side. Steps through. We're going to have a charge on Faulkner. Ariel Kellum planted her feet in the floor, absorbed the contact, took the charge.
Unitigo's got two real nice shots so far. She just took it one dribble too many. I think she could have taken that little five-footer there.
And so DH will get it in. We're interested to see the defense that Unitigo throws at Lacey Drake tonight. She's had two very good performances against Unitigo, one in the regular season, one in the MAC championship.
They got two defenders on her right now.
Here is Wyrock. Tries to take it to the rim. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. Meg Perry, outlet pass, Haley Lucia. Down the right side, Lucia wants to take it to the tin. Shot is good, and she's fouled. And Lucia will head to the line. And it's a 4-0 lead for Unitigo. A great start with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Lucia, again, had 17 against Oxford in the second round, hit five threes, and really just came alive.
So your question's been answered. On defense, Unitigo has two defenders up on her, and they're playing three on the other four defenders.
Drake with a rebound off the foul shot missed from Lucia. Drake passing one ahead. She had 17 rebounds in the MAC championship game against Unitigo. Here's Ariel Kellum, left side, shot no good. Kelsey Young, a rebound. We're going to have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with DH. Two games that are underway right now, Norwich girls and Oneonta. We'll get you an update on that, as well as the Franklin girls in South Courtright. DH will get it in. Drake will chase it to the backcourt near the Cortland Red Dragon C logo. Drake again, double teamed by Morgan Perry and by Haley Lucia. They're not going to leave her alone. They pass it down low for Wyrock. She traveled, and Unitigo's going to get it back with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead for Tigo.
Yeah, Bob Z's playing a little different defense. He has his two best defenders just standing right next to Lacey Drake, and the rest of the team is playing 4-on-3.
Lucia ahead now for Megan Perry. Down low to Paige McCoy. Right-handed layup too strong. Rebound for Meg Perry. Her rebound opportunity won't go. Kellum with a rebound. Outlet to Drake. That was a key possession there for DH to avoid Unitigo scoring on. Drake to the left side. We'll scoop one off here for Kelsey Young. And again, the double team continues. They go to Kellum. Kellum's spot-up jumper, no good. Again, really, two Unitigo players following Lacey Drake wherever she goes. A steal, though, by DH. Here is Wyrock. Takes it to the rim, and the floater is up and good for Wyrock. Makes it 4-2 with 6:05 to go in the first quarter.
DH throwing a little full-court press. 2-2-1 at him.
Here's Meg Perry on the left side, finds Jenna Faulkner in the left wing corner. Back up for Lucia. Skip pass across for Morgan Perry. Now back to Lucia, top of the key. For Meg Perry at the high post. 10 on the shot clock. Out for Lucia. Step back three. Hit the side of the rim. Won't go. Rebound is up and good for Paige McCoy. And McCoy also had a nice game in the second round against Oxford, scoring in double digits.
She's had two nice rebounds. Two good looks at it.
Drake trying to take it to the rim. Can't get through a double team. And now a steal back by DH after a rebound by Unitigo. To the interior, looking for Wyrock. She lost it. They go down low for Kelsey Young. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. So DH struggling here in the early going. 5:25 to go in the first. Unitigo leads 6-2. And now some full court pressure coming from the Eagles. Lucia in the backcourt, ahead for Morgan Perry. Now to Megan Perry. Good skip pass. They try to go one more to McCoy. Stolen by Drake, but she stepped out of bounds. Tried to save it, but tiptoeing along the line there, couldn't stay in.
She has great anticipation. I love watching her play for many different reasons, and defense is one of them.
5:13 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-2. Unitigo on top at Deposit Hancock. Now Morgan Perry will go back to Lucia on the right side. Lucia comes off a screen. Thought about a shot, didn't pull the trigger. Back across for Faulkner, left side. Back to Morgan Perry. Steps in for a long two. Shot is no good. Drake with another rebound. And she's off to a good start on the glass as well. DH in the white with the blue and gray trim going left to right. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim. We'll be recognizing several of our special sponsors here tonight as well, thanking them for letting us be here. Left side of the floor for Wyrock. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound Francisco. Now back to Kelsey Young. Her shot is also too strong. Rebound underneath for Morgan Perry. Perry up the floor. Ahead for Paige McCoy. In transition, up and good for McCoy. She's got a quick 4 points. Timeout is taken by DH. What a start for Unitigo. They lead 8-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitego girls off to an 8-2 start over Deposit Hancock. Out-of-town score, end of the third quarter for a game that started at 6 o'clock. Oneonta girls lead Norwich 35-33. And that's in the Class B semifinals, so that's an exciting game. And we do know South Courtright is ahead of Franklin in the third quarter there. We'll get you some more updates to come. So back underway is what's DH got to do to get Lacey Drake a little more involved here?
I'd be interested to see what Scott was talking about, because there's a couple different ways you can do this. What you can do is just take her and put her out in the middle of the court and let those other people play, try to work through with a man-to-man offense, something along those lines.
So 4:13 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-2. Unitego on top, foul on the play on the interior, and Ariel Kellum will be stepping to the line. So Faulkner is going to head to the bench, and Maddie Wilsey will check in now for Unitego.
That was two on Jenna Faulkner. That's why she's going to the bench.
So Faulkner picks up her second, team's second, DH with one team foul so far. Kellum to the line, no good. And we did talk about how foul shooting played a big role in the MAC championship game just 2 weeks ago.
Unitego was sub 500 on that. They shot 43%. You want to be somewhere around 60. 70 would be amazing, but 60 is good.
Kellum goes 0-2 here for DH, so they're stuck on that opening 2 points. They trail Unitego 8-2 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. And to the left side of the floor now for Paige McCoy. She's stripped by Lacey Drake. Drake down the right side, wants to take it to the interior, goes for the finger roll. Can't get the shot to go, but she's fouled, and boy, she wants that one back. You can tell. 3:55 to go first quarter. It's 8-2. Unitego on top of DH. Want to recognize some of our special sponsors tonight, including Patriot Masonry of Otego, as well as the Hancock Telephone Company, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Green Giraffe Antiques and Consignment Shop of Unadilla, the O at 112 restaurant in Otego, and ZRE, Zavril Racing Equipment of Wells Bridge. First points of the night here for Drake at the foul line. And the second shot coming for Lacey Drake at the line. This one is up and good. So Drake goes 2 out of 2, and it's 8-4 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Lucia in the backcourt will whip one ahead for Morgan Perry. Perry for Unitego will try to go to the interior. It's taken away by Ariel Kellum. Drake also got a tip on that. Back up the floor for Kellum. They find Drake in transition. Off for Wyrock. Boy, swatted out of there by Meg Perry. What a big-time block.
Nice block anticipation for that pass to the opposite side. Nice pass by Drake, but took it right off her hands and put it in the stands.
Unitego with some solid defense so far. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lowe, Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Kellum with a step back three, nails it. DH isn't going anywhere quite yet as Kellum gets her first points of the game with 3:20 to go in the first.
Ariel Kellum's going to have a good game, especially if they're going to employ the kind of defense they are right now.
Unitego with the basketball. They go to the right side for Morgan Perry. DH trying to hold on against this initial push here from Unitego. Wilsey almost lost it out of bounds. Good save, though, to McCoy. Back to Haley Lucia. Left side again for Wilsey. Pump fakes, takes it to the interior, and a traveling violation on Maddie Wilsey. With 3 minutes to go in the first, Unitego leads 8-7. DH will get it back.
Seems like the Eagles are settling in a little bit. You know, new court. They're playing a little different defense. This is what I thought they might do, is pull the ball out of Lacey Drake's hands, have somebody else bring it up, and see if they still double-team her right off the bat.
Kellum tries to go for another three. The bank was closed, but the rebound goes to Kelsey Young. Back out to Lacey Drake. Steps in, thought about a three, crossover, dishes one off for Kelsey Young. Pull-up jumper, won't go, hit the rim twice. Kellum is right there, scoops it up, puts it in. Kellum with the last 5 points, and that's what DH needs. Unitego back up the floor quickly as it's DH 9, Unitego 8, 2:20 to go in the first. Now a steal by the Eagles. Ahead for Drake. Drake over midcourt. Stops on the right wing side. Shuffles off a defender, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper, partially blocked. Good defense there by Unitego. Ball loose on the floor, a jump ball. And we'll see which way the arrow is going. It's going to go back to Unitego.
Interesting, when they're playing that and they're double-teaming one person, so you've got three people that try to box out four. So it's, a lot of times you just want to try to get a shot up because you might get a nice, easy look because there's one person's not getting boxed out.
Unitego back down the floor, going right to left, back to Paige McCoy, who we've said during the break here to each other is off to a great start here tonight. really involved in a lot of plays. Passes one here to Meg Perry. Shot won't go. Rebound is loose. Perry took it away there from Lacey Drake, but then Kellum with a block. Eagles will come away with it. They find Kelsey Young. Young on the right side stops, and we'll get it back to Wyrock. Tries a three from the right side. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Meg Perry a rebound. So the score remains a 9-8 lead for DH over Unitego with a buck and a half to go in the first quarter here at SUNY Cortland. Thanks for joining us tonight. Some more special sponsors tonight include Village Variety of Unadilla, also Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla, SFCU, and Mike and Tina Gavin of Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney. Morgan Perry across midcourt for Unitego, going right to left and into the corner for Wilsey. We'll scoot one back up to the top of the key now for Haley Lucia on the right side for Meg Perry. Perry with her back to the basket, splits two defenders, taken away by Drake. Drake down the left side, and she's fouled at midcourt. Unitego trying to do everything they can to stop her from getting away in transition.
That's really where she's dangerous. That's why they're not going to do any pressing or anything like that. DePaza Hancock's doing a great job in her 2-3 zone in that half court. Where Unitego's got their good looks is when they're pressing and getting those transitions. So I think you may see them, both teams, playing half court defense.
And so the inbound pass will be for DH. With a minute 10 to go in the first quarter, they're in their own offensive end of the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds again by Meg Perry. And so Kelsey Young will be doing the inbounding duties here again. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDL. I'm Nate Lull alongside Israel Lormer. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate Jim's help. Here's Drake at the top of the key off the inbounds pass. Again, Morgan Perry and Haley Lucia are following her everywhere she goes. Three ball from the right side for Avery Ostrander is no good for DH. Rebound for the Spartans. Back up the floor they come. Right side for McCoy. Now back to Lucia. DH leading 9-8. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Lucia steps in to the paint. Stops, pops from 10 feet and scores. Lucia now with 4 points, and Unitego takes the lead 10-9. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Lacey Drake with the ball now. 2 points so far for Drake as she's been double-teamed the entire opening quarter. DH is still finding ways to get in this game. Left side, pull-up jumper here is no good. Off the mark for Madison Dawson. And a rebound for Unitego. And ahead for Morgan Perry. Now to Meg Perry, far side for Lucia. Lucia to the interior for Paige McCoy. Stops, was partially blocked. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Back out for Morgan Perry for a long two, and it's good. Perry hits that for her first bucket of the game, and Unitego leads 12-9. 3 seconds left. Let's see how aware Drake is. She doesn't know that the shot clock or the game clock's winding down. At the end of the first quarter, Unitego 12, DH 9. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, live from SUNY Cortland tonight. It's Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you on WCDO. And the score is Unitego 12, DH 9. DH trying a three on the opening possession of the second quarter from Avery Ostrander. No good. Unitego with a rebound. Ahead for Morgan Perry. Perry stops. Her shot off the back of the rim is no good. Rebound for Paige McCoy. And back out to Haley Lucia. Lucia will go to the right side. And now for Maddie Wilsey. Back to McCoy for Morgan Perry. Now to Haley Lucia again. Remember, this basketball team, pretty much the same group that went to the state finals in soccer across the street here at SUNY Cortland. They love being here. Inside pass for Meg Perry, up and good. She's got 4 points, and Unitego leads 14-9. And here is Drake at the top of the key with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Floats one to the far side. Drake trying to find a way to get free. Ariel Kellum, turnaround shot, no good. Drake with the rebound, muscles it up and in. Doing everything she can to get a look at the bucket. Makes it 14-11. Morgan Perry across midcourt. Tries to go to the far side. Kellum's going to punch it out of bounds. So despite the great defense by Unitigo, DH finding a way to only be down by three here early second quarter.
It's very interesting. It's not a defense you're going to see very often, so it's just going to take a little while. Do they adjust to it? Obviously, you know, they have some halftime and timeout times to talk about that, but what you have to do is you can't take contested shots.
Haley Lucia with a right side three. It looked good, but it wouldn't go down. It pops back out to her, and now a steal by Drake. Drake down the right side, one-on-one with Lucia. Goes right by her, puts it up and in. Lucia's a great defender, but Drake was able to take her to the rim. Timeout, Unitigo. It's 14-13. Spartans ahead of the Eagles by one. 6:40 to go in the second. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:40 to go in the second quarter. We're back. Unitigo 14, DH 13. Is what do you think DH needs to do on offense? There's the double team, so someone must be open, correct?
Yeah, so you're just going to keep working until you get a layup or a really good-looking shot. You don't need to settle for threes unless that's, you know, what you're looking for right then, that particular possession. But keep working. You should be able to get a really good shot. Keep moving the ball. They're kind of playing a man-to-man. They're not really playing a zone. They're playing the three closest people and leaving somebody on the far side. So swing the ball around, try to get that look, and cut to the basket.
And so another steal here by Drake. Just as Unitigo got it inbounds, Drake to the left side, wants to stop, pop, fall away, jumper, no good. Kellum is right there to clean it up and put it in. And that's the thing, all the attention's on Drake. Kellum is right there for an easy layup. It's 15-14.
Should be a lot of layups. That's the other part. If you're not getting a layup and you're not there, then you should be crashing because there's one person that cannot be boxed out.
Meg Perry at the high post. Lost control of it, gathers it back up. Meg finds Morgan on the right wing side. Back up top to Haley Lucia. It was over her head. She just tracks it down before it goes across midcourt. Five on the shot clock. Inside for Meg, and she's fouled by Ariel Kellum with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. DH leading 15-14. And so this will send Meg Perry back to the line. What was Meg at the line in the MAC championship game? Do you remember it?
Yeah, she was five. I think she was 8 for 16, so 50%.
She had a heck of a game in that MAC championship. Kept the Unitigo in it. Makes her first shot here. She's got 5 points so far.
I was really impressed with just her grit to play and keep them in the game.
Second shot from Meg is up and good, so she has 6. Making it Unitigo 16, Deposit Hancock 15, with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Drake across the midcourt timeline, directing traffic. Still that double team. They go to the left side. A long three is off the mark for Wyrock. No good. Kellum a rebound. Puts it back up. Won't go. And a rebound for Morgan Perry. Outlet pass to Haley Lucia. She's in the backcourt as Unitigo goes right to left. Lucia across midcourt. Bounces one into the corner for Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey back to Lucia. Finds a cutting Meg Perry down low and a charge here on Meg Perry. That's Ariel Kellum. That's the second one she's taken tonight.
I love when people take charges. I love it.
Oh, it's great. 16-15 the score. Unitigo on top of DH.
In my mind, if I'm coaching the DH team right now, I'm telling them, don't take threes. You know, let's just keep working until we get a really, really good short shot.
Jumper here for Wyrock is no good. And a rebound and an outlet pass from Meg Perry to Haley Lucia. Back up the floor now for Morgan Perry. Finds Maddie Wilsey. Spot up jumper is good for Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey, I know, has been battling some sickness this week, so good to see her in the game getting some big minutes. Unitigo 18, DH 15. Drake lost it in the backcourt. Excuse me, just as she came from the backcourt. And now we'll dump one down low for Ariel Kellum. Forced the shot there, was partially blocked, and Unitigo will take the ball away. a game of runs here so far tonight, and right now it appears that Unitigo has the momentum. As we come up on 4:20 to go in the second quarter, Spartans holding a three-point lead, 18-15, live from SUNY Cortland tonight in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Morgan Perry to the high post for Wilsey. Back across for Lucia. Thought about a three, but didn't pull it. Five into the shot clock here. Now for Meg Perry. Spot up jumper. Won't go. Wilsey with the rebound. Pulls it back out for Morgan Perry. She's floating in the paint. Her shot also won't go. Kellum with a rebound. Took a hard hit, but managed to get the ball off to Drake. Drake quickly in transition. Stutter step. Wants to pull up. Stops. Pops and hits. Drake now with eight. And it's 18-17. Unitigo on top by a point with 3:40 to go before the half.
They have to make sure that she keeps the ball in transition. That's where she's getting her best looks right now.
Unitigo across midcourt for McCoy. McCoy at the top of the key finds Lucia right side to the high post for Meg Perry. Perry didn't have anywhere to go. We'll dish one back to Morgan Perry left side. Chest pass to Wilsey, back out Morgan Perry. Her shot too strong. Kellum with a rebound. Explodes out of the backcourt, quickly into the front court. A behind-the-back dribble. Looks for Wyrock, and the pass was tipped away there by Unitigo. Morgan Perry now in front of the scorer's table, but it's a backcourt violation. Both teams kind of playing the game a hot potato there, and Unitigo turns it back over to DH. 3:08 to go in the second quarter, 18-17 the score. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. Right now, Unitigo leading Deposit Hancock. And so Drake will have it on the right side of the floor as DH goes left to right. Drake looking for options. Looks to come off a screen, still being double-teamed by Morgan Perry and Haley Lucia. They'll work it inside for Ella Simmons on the right low block. Simmons looking for somewhere to go. Lost control of it, steal by Unitigo. And here is Morgan Perry. Long pass ahead for Faulkner, who's back in the game with those two fouls. Faulkner stops, pops, and hits it for her first bucket of the night. And so a big bucket there by Jenna Faulkner, fresh off the bench. Back to a three-point lead here for Unitigo over DH with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor for Kelsey Young. She lost control of it, but last touch by Meg Perry, so it'll stay here with the Eagles. And so Young now will be doing the inbounding duties. We'll find Lacey Drake with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Drake being double-teamed, comes off the screen, gets into the paint, stops again, pulls up, left it a little short, rebound for Faulkner. And ahead now for Unitigo. Perry gets bumped from behind. We're going to have a foul on the Eagles with 2:16 to go in the second quarter. Just a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. South Courtright girls have defeated Franklin 50-29. So SK, the defending Class D Section 4 champs, we'll move on to the championship game once again. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-17. And here is Morgan Perry on the left side of the floor. Perry now to Lucia, right side. Unitigo taking their time on this possession. Coming up on 10 to go on the shot clock as they go right to left. Lucia splits two defenders, tosses it out of bounds, though. Was looking for Wilsey on a backdoor cut, and it'll go back to DH. And so it looks like we'll have a substitution here for DH. Again, it feels like Unitigo is in control, but yet DH is only down by three.
Yeah, one possession. I thought it was interesting the one time they came up and somebody else brought the ball up that she only got a single team. So maybe they'll start doing that. Have somebody else bring it up, get it to Drake, and then she can go from there.
Drake tries to go to the high post looking for Kelsey Young. She wasn't expecting the pass. It was knocked away, and Unitigo will bring it back up. 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Meg Perry. Perry stuck in a tough spot. Will float one back to Haley Lucia. Into the corner for Maddie Wilsey. Back to Lucia for three. Bang from downtown for Lucia. A big three. She's got seven. Unitigo leads 23-17.
Three-point shooting is going to be huge. Like you said, the other night she had a great night shooting.
1:15 to go in the second quarter. Drake on the right side. Will leave one off for Ariel Kellum. Kellum now will work one to the left wing side for Dawson. Back to Kellum again. Fall away jumper is good for Kellum. Somehow was able to hit that. She's got nine, and it's 23-19. 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Lucia across the Cortland logo at midcourt. Lucia on the left side of the floor. We'll go to Morgan Perry, right side, now to Faulkner. And back to Perry at the top of the key. They reverse it. Playing good defense here is DH. Unitigo goes to the interior, 10 on the shot clock, now back to Lucia, left side. Swings one into the corner for Meg Perry, pull-up jumper, no good. Drake a rebound. And Drake will look to come across the midcourt timeline. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Drake on the right side of the floor. Stops, pops a deep three for Drake. Is good from downtown. That's a huge shot. She's got 11. 23-22, a Lacey Drake special right there. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Tego across midcourt with Haley Lucia. A heavyweight fight here. Tego playing for the last shot. Here's Perry. A nice move through traffic. It's blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitego with 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitego's going to go to the bench. Mallory Frazier will check in. Faulkner to the bench. It's a good idea just to protect her from picking up that third foul on something silly. 2.9 to go. Unitego will work it in. Lucia trying to shoot a three at the buzzer. No good. Our halftime score, Unitego 23, Deposit Hancock 22. We got a ball game, folks. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on WCDO.
WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Israel Lormer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score, the Unitego girls leading Deposit Hancock 23-22 at the break. And it's time for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Just a quick word on some other special sponsors I want to mention for tonight, including the Hancock House Hotel, Merino Firearms in Hancock, A.O. Fox Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, the Unitego Booster Club, and my new favorite business name, the Old Bat Factory Mobile Mart in Hancock. Love it. They used to make Louisville Slugger bats there. I did not know that they had those in Hancock at one time.
I did not know that either.
So thank you to all our special sponsors. Some more tonight include the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. So our halftime score is 23-22. Let's get you some scoring here. First for Unitego, 7 for Haley Lucia, 6 for Megan Perry, 4 for Paige McCoy, 2 for Jenna Faulkner, 2 for Maddie Wilsey, 2 for Morgan Perry. On the other side for DH, we have 11 points for Lacey Drake, including 5 rebounds and 5 steals, 9 for Ariel Kellum, 2 for Haley Wyrock. And we had some questions during the break. What does this defense look like for our fans at home that are trying to visualize what they're doing for Lacey Drake here?
All right, I'll get my radio paintbrush out here.
Yeah.
So Lacey Drake is their point guard, and she's going to dribble the ball up, and they're in a half-court defense, and it looks like the top of a 2-3. So you imagine two defenders standing there in a 2-3, except they are not worried about anybody else. One is on the right side or one is on the left, and they're close enough to each other where she can't cut, and they are responsible for nobody else. It's an instant double team right off the bat. You don't see it very often. It's not a triangle and two where there's, you know, somebody starts man-to-man on somebody else and the other defenders are playing a triangle in the middle. They literally are, you know, putting two people, they are putting them on there just to start off the possession, and then the pass happens and they stay there. They don't go anywhere. So then what's going on is there's three defenders from Unitego guarding four girls from Deposit Hancock. They'll go to the strong side, so if the ball goes to the right side, they'll kind of all slide to that side, like all help side defense, and then you have to swing it all the way around to get to that open one. Now, what's happening a lot of times for the Eagles, they're getting a good look from 20 feet or maybe 15 feet, and they're taking that first shot. I'm sure Coach Young is talking about working it in a little bit more and trying to get some really good looks, passing the ball, different cuts. They may go to a man-to-man set and just get some good picks going and get some good motion going. That's what I imagine that they'll come out in that second half with.
So interesting, because we were talking about this during the boys' games last night a little bit. It seems like Unitego has really been in control in the first half, but DH is just finding ways to come down, get steals, and hit a couple of shots and just find a way to keep it close. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen down the stretch. It should be great.
They do have 12 steals so far as a team.
Yeah, that's...
So you've got that. A couple other stats that kind of stick out. Lacey Drake with 5 rebounds, 5 steals. On the other side, Meg Perry with 7 rebounds so far. So a lot of nice things are happening on both sides. Defensively for the Eagles, the first matchup you mentioned, they switch defenses almost every time, and they have played a 2-3 specifically other than their little 2-2-1 full court. But I don't think you're going to see that much anymore, because Unitego is getting some really quality looks off of that break. Remember, we're at a college court. It's a full 92 feet long, a little longer than most high school courts. And so it's really hard to guard that, all that little extra length. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, 8 feet, but every time you run up and down, it just creates a little bit more space.
It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report again. Unitego girls on top 23-22 over Deposit Hancock. The winner of this game will move on to Saturday's Section 4 Class C championship game against the winner of the 8:30 game here tonight, Union Springs and Newfield. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. Let's take a break. We'll be back here on a Morabito Energy Products halftime report on CDL.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Some other special sponsors tonight include London's Christmas Tree Farm of Otigo, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Ace Glass and Oneonta, and Otigo Family Dental of Otigo and Oneonta, as well as the Benson Real Estate Agency in Oneonta. Unitego with the basketball. They lead 23-22. They're in the green with the white trim, now going left to right to start the third quarter. DH is in the white with the blue and gray trim. Unitego with the ball. Morgan Perry, a pull-up jumper, won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it. Saved by DH, but stepping on the line there was Madison Dawson. And so it will stay with Unitego. And so the Norwich girls, the four seed, have just knocked off one seed Oneonta 55-50. So the Norwich boys and the Norwich girls have advanced to the Section 4 Class B championship games on Sunday. Those games will be down at the arena. So here is Haley Lucia, right side of the floor now, as Unitego has the ball. A little slow pace here is to start this third quarter. Here's Faulkner, a pull-up jumper. It's an air ball. Might have been partially tipped. Drake with a rebound. Ahead now, Drake to the right side. Wants to pull it off. We're a minute gone into the third quarter. Drake still kind of being double-teamed here. They'll go to Kellum at the high post. Pull-up jumper is good for Kellum. She has 11. So Ariel Kellum, again, had been sick the last couple of weeks. I know was battling some flu-like symptoms. Seems to be herself here tonight, is.
Yeah, I said that the DH Eagles were playing all 2-3, and then they come out in the 3-2. Little bit different look. Got Drake right up at the top. Use that length and try to get some steals, I imagine.
Left side of the floor for Morgan Perry. Now to Haley Lucia, right side. Lucia splits a double team. Lost control of it, but Paige McCoy is right there. Her shot no good. Young with a rebound. Young with an outlet pass finds Lacey Drake. 6:20 to go in the third, and it's 24-23, DH on top of Unitego. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer tonight on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Three ball there for DH. For all you fans listening back on WCDOsports.com in Deposit or Hancock tonight, that's Avery Ostrander, correct, is?
I thought that was Haley Wayrock.
Yes, there was Wayrock on the far side. My apologies there. Back down the floor. McCoy gets a shot to go, and she's fouled, and will head to the line. So McCoy looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Here's our updated score, 27 for DH, 25 for Unitego. So, yes, Wayrock with that last three. My apologies. She now has 5 points.
So what happened? Drake dribbled to the left side, skipped it all the way over, wide open, luck, and she buried it.
McCoy to the foul line, can't get the shot to go. Rebound here for Unitego, back out for Morgan Perry. 2-point lead for the Eagles. Lucia down low. Now for Paige McCoy, pull-up jumper no good. Blocked there by Drake. Ball taken away, and Drake comes out of the scrum with it. Back up the floor, Drake to the right side. She's fouled by Morgan Perry on a push-off. So smooth in transition.
Yeah, I would definitely, for them, I'd definitely try to keep getting her into that position, because that's about the only spot she's seen any space on the floor right now.
And DH will go to the high post here for Ariel Kellum. Forces a shot, boy, but it almost went down, then popped free. McCoy went into the land of the trees, and the small guard pulls down a rebound. Back up the floor for Faulkner. Left side for Morgan Perry. Spot up jumper. Skim the side of the rim. Drake with a rebound. Behind the back dribble for Drake across midcourt in the Cortland C logo. Drake to the left side. Pull-up jumper for her. Too strong. Rebound for Kelsey Young. She's blocked. Ball loose. Lucia gets tied up there with Drake as well as Madison Dawson. We'll have a whistle. 5:15 to go in the third. DH clinging to a 27-25 lead over Unitego.
Should be white ball. Unitego got it at the quarter break there.
So, yeah, the officials correct that, so DH will get the basketball. Drake will be doing the inbounding duties to the left of the hoop. Drake will bounce, pass it in, goes to Wayrock, and we'll skip one across for Young. Young down low looking for Drake. It was popped out of there, a steal by Morgan Perry. She'll go to Lucia. Lucia in the backcourt, looks to get across midcourt, behind the back dribble here for Haley Lucia. Chest pass for Meg Perry, takes it into the paint, is fouled, I believe, by Ariel Kellum. We got to see how many this is on Kellum. Okay, it's two. There's two players that DH needs on the floor for the rest of this ball game. It's Drake, and it's definitely Kellum.
Yeah, number two and number four need to be out there.
And so to the line will be the junior, Meg Perry, and the first shot is up and good for Meg. So Meg now with 7 points. So you have Lucia with seven and Meg Perry with seven. Perry trying to take the lead here for the team scoring, and that shot is up and good. So she hits it. And substitution onto the floor now for DH as Sierra Francisco will come back in. We're tied at 27 apiece. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Section 4 Class C girls semifinals live from SUNY Cortland. Drake to the right side. Bounce pass into the corner for Francisco. Excuse me, back to Drake. Tries to muscle one over to Kellum. It's stolen by Haley Lucia, though. Lucia's quickly double-teamed in the backcourt, trying to work her way out of it, and does. Lucia with a one-handed pass for Faulkner, left side, stripped from behind by Francisco, right into the hands of Drake. Two-on-one if they can hurry. And Drake lost it for a quick second, somehow gets it back, dishes for Kellum off the glass, and good. Kellum with 13 now. I thought that ball got kicked by Haley Lucia. Officials let it go, and DH benefits.
Kick changed about 10 years ago. You have to intentionally kick it. If you're just, like, running and you kick it, then it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like, is right off her foot as she was running in transition. So it's 29-27, ball to the interior, DH on top of Unitigo. We'll have a whistle here with 4:10 to go in the third.
And they call a kick.
There you go. They heard us, right?
Yeah.
They heard
that one she tried to kick at.
They want a kick, we'll give them a kick.
That's right.
Unitigo on the baseline. They'll work it in to Haley Lucia on the right side. Lucia now back to Morgan Perry. Unitigo going left to right here in the third quarter in a two-point ball game. Eagles leading the Spartans 29-27. Here's Meg Perry to the basket, and she's fouled. She seems to be so good in the paint at finding that double team, going at it, and drawing contact.
What I really like that she does is she changes pace. She'll dribble hard. She'll let up just a little right around the elbow a lot of times, and then she'll go two more hard dribbles down the lane. I think there might be three on Kellum.
That's going to be Meg Perry back to the line once again. Her shot up and good. So Meg Perry with 9 points, approaching double figures.
Sierra Francisco got that foul, so still just two on Kellum.
And so the second shot for Perry is up and good. She has 10. And a timeout's going to be taken by Unitigo. We're tied up at 29 apiece with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're tied 29 apiece. Another great battle between Unitigo and Deposit Hancock. Live from SUNY Cortland. Is your thoughts on this one so far?
I think it's very interesting when teams play each other like this. Think about last night where those two teams just really didn't know each other that much.
True.
And then you get this familiarity and the fans know each other. I'm really excited to see the rest of this game and how it keeps developing here as far as this little chess match we got going on between the coaches.
Third time for these two teams meeting this year. DH has won the first two, but both games have been very close. A 6-point game and a 4-point game. And look what we got here tonight. 3:50 to go in the third. We're tied at 29 apiece. Ball is taken away here by Unitigo. DH threw it into the right wing corner and nobody was home.
I think it was a bench player that was getting a drink, came up, and she threw it to her. She thought she was on the court. I can't believe they didn't call her out of bounds or anything.
So Unitigo is going to get it back there on that little gift. They'll go to the left side for Morgan Perry, back to the right side for Haley Lucia, who will play at Brockport next year. Now to Meg Perry, to Morgan Perry on the left wing side, back for Lucia, steps back for a three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound out for Meg, ball tipped around like a pinball, somehow ends up in the hands of Faulkner, who steps up and buries it. Faulkner now with 4 points. gives Unitigo the lead once again, 31-29. Kellum to the inside, and she's blocked from behind, and Unitigo will scoop it up once again.
Faulkner with a great block from behind.
Yeah, Jenna Faulkner with the block there. Unitigo trying to build this lead back up. They've led by as many as six, but DH has been able to claw back. Here's Faulkner on the left side with 2:50 to go in the third. Now for Meg Perry. Skips across the top of the defense. They'll work 1-2. Faulkner to the interior for Meg Perry again. Puts it up. Too strong off the glass. Drake with the rebound. She's got to be getting close to double digits, huh? As Drake comes across midcourt.
8 rebounds.
Huge NBA range. 3 for Drake from downtown. Got it. Drake with 14. That was 3 steps behind the line.
30 feet. No question.
32-31. Drake with a huge shot there with 2:20 to go in the third. What a haymaker there from DH.
Yeah, the DH faithful like that one.
Faulkner to the left side. Into the corner now for Meg Perry. Bounces one back out to Morgan Perry. Now to Haley Lucia. Chest pass one-handed to Faulkner. Steps up. That's a good-looking shot. Left it short. Kellum with a rebound like she's shot out of a cannon. Trying to take it coast to coast. Goes up for the layup and can't get it to go. Meg Perry with tremendous defense to track it down, but DH somehow retains possession. Here to Maddie Dawson. Back to Kellum, and the pass was too tall. And Dawson comes up limping a little bit on that one. We'll hope she's okay. That was the type of three Drake was hitting in Binghamton during the warm-ups that we were talking about.
Right in front of us, maybe 7 or 8. And a couple of times she made 3 or 4 in a row, and we were looking at each other, and then she didn't shoot that good that night, which was interesting. Not from distance, at least. But when you score 34, I guess you shoot over that.
1:40 to go in the third. It's a one-point lead for DH over Unitigo, 32-31. Left side now for Unitigo. They go to Morgan Perry, back to Haley Lucia. To the high post for Megan Perry. Back out for Haley Lucia for 3. Too strong again. Faulkner's right there. Can't get it to go. Drake might have tipped it, then gets the rebound. 2-on-2. Drake back up the floor. Tries to dish to Kellum, who's wide open for the layup and missed it. Drake the rebound. Puts it up. It's good, and she's fouled. Drake doing a little bit of everything. She's got 16, and she's going to the line.
That'll put her in a double-double. That's 10 rebounds right there.
Well, she pretty much is in double-double territory every night. Coach Scott Young and I will text back and forth, and he likes to wait and do the video to try to confirm if she ever gets a triple, and quite often she's pretty close. Drake with 17 now. She hits the foul shot. Big lead here for DH. What seems like a big lead in this game, 35-31 with 1:10 to go.
Their biggest for sure.
Faulkner to the right side, and goes to Paige McCoy, right wing corner. Back up top for Morgan Perry. Shuffles one far side for Lucia. Floats one back over to Faulkner. Faulkner shuffles back to Lucia once again. One-handed pass to Meg Perry at the high post. Drives to the hoop. Off the glass. The kiss is good there for Meg Perry. She's got 12.
She does such a nice job catching at the elbow and attacking the rim, and she can just finish.
Drake to the left side. Spin move into the corner for Francisco in a two-point ball game. Ball tipped around. We're going to have a jump ball in the corner with 36 seconds to go in the third. And DH leading Unitigo 35-33, and the arrow's going to give it back to Unitigo. Again, some of our special sponsors for tonight include the O at 112 restaurant in Otigo, Lou and Carmen Kaiser from Tax Resolutions in Otigo, Patriot Masonry of Otigo, as well as Clapper Construction of Otigo. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, right side for Morgan Perry. Perry back to Lucia. Shot clock is at 20, game clock is at 25, here late in the third quarter from SUNY Cortland. Faulkner now finding Lucia in front of the Unitigo bench. A bounce pass into the corner for Meg Perry. Shot clock's at 10. Lucia steps through, finds Perry, wants to take it to the interior. Shot won't go. Rebound, juggled back to Faulkner. 9 seconds left. Lucia, left side three, in and out. Rebound for Meg Perry. Perry puts it up and muscles it in. What a shot there by Meg Perry. She's got 14. We're tied at 35 at the end of the third quarter. Going to be a whale of a fourth quarter coming up, folks. Stay tuned on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
35 all as we start the fourth quarter between DH and Unitigo is maybe a key for both sides as we get set to start the final 8 minutes.
Key for Unitigo, just keep doing what you do as a team, take the good shots that you get. For Tapaza Hancock, obviously Lacey Drake needs to be a big part. Ariel Kellen's really stepping it up. And then in the last two games, Wayrock. So those are the keys there. You want to try to get number two involved as much as possible. A lot of screens maybe for her, a lot of movement. And then, you know, hopefully she pops open somewhere along the lines.
Left side shot for Wayrock is no good. Kelsey Young with the rebound. Getting it back to Ariel Kellum. Steps back for a three. Kellum's shot is too strong. Drake fighting for the rebound and somehow is able to track it down. Drake on the left side, dribbles between her legs. Again, it's Morgan Perry and Haley Lucia on the double team here. Lucia gets a hand on that, did a good job on defense. To the far side here for Ariel Kellum. Now back to Kelsey Young, coming up on 10 to go on the shot clock. Now for Kellum, back to Wayrock, steps into it, too strong, rebound Meg Perry. Good possession there for DH, they got the looks, just wouldn't go down.
They got five shots right there.
Back up the floor now for Unitigo. To the right side for Jenna Faulkner here early in the fourth quarter. Faulkner looking to skip it across, instead holds on to it. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. We're tied at 35. Step back for a long two. Morgan Perry, no good. Rebound for the Eagles. Stuck on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to stay with Unitigo. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you live from SUNY Cortland tonight. Winner of this game will go to the Section 4 Class C Championship. They'll take on the winner of Newfield and Union Springs. That game is at 8:30 tonight, following this one at SUNY Cortland. Newfield is the one seed, Union Springs the four seed. Unitigo is the three here, and DH the two. Haley Lucia with the ball. Now for Morgan Perry. Now to Meg. Meg's going to take it to the interior, and the floater is good. Meg Perry has 16, and DH has not had much of an answer for her.
It's mostly to the right side, too. She'll catch on that left elbow or the right elbow, and then she dives down on that right side.
Drake on the baseline wants to take it to the rim. Reverse layup is good for Drake. She has 19.
She dribbled through all the Unitigo Spartans right there.
And now back down low for Paige McCoy. McCoy finding Meg Perry. Left side follow away jumper. Couldn't get it to go. A lot of contact there between Perry and Drake. No call. Rebound for Kelsey Young and an outlet pass here for Drake. Back across midcourt she comes. Wants to work it to the interior. Ball is tipped away. Unitigo will come away with it. Now for Haley Lucia. Lucia to the right side finds Faulkner. Bounces one for Meg Perry. Back up to Lucia. Splits two defenders in the paint. Stops, pops for a five-footer and good. Lucia with her first bucket of the second half. She's got 9 points. Unitigo leads 39-37. Timeout's going to be taken by DH. We're going to step away with the score. Unitigo 39, DH 37. 5:37 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo girls leading DH 39-37. And Lacey Drake will have the ball at midcourt in a two-point game. Drake has 19 points. What she got on the other stats there is, as DH will throw it away here as they tried to go to the baseline, and Unitigo will get it back.
11 rebounds and then 5 steals.
So another double-double, as we said, for Lacey Drake. Ariel Kellum also having a good night here tonight for DH with 13. On the other side, Meg Perry with 16. Haley Lucia with 9. Paige McCoy with 6 to lead Unitego. Lucia across midcourt finding Faulkner on the right wing side here in a tight ball game with 5:15 to go here from SUNY Cortland. Morgan Perry, top of the key. Chest pass to Faulkner. Looking to the interior. Finds Meg Perry from the right elbow. Shot no good. Kellum couldn't get the rebound, and Meg Perry was there to scoop it up. Fresh shot clock for the Spartans. They go to Faulkner right side. Steps in for a long two. It's short. Rebound for Maddie Dawson of DH. Long pass ahead. Finding Kellum in transition. She's blocked there by Faulkner. Hustled all the way back. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with DH. But a great play there by Faulkner to come all the way back. Otherwise, Kellum had an uncontested layup.
She does a really nice job of blocking the ball. I remember when we were watching the semifinals, Delhi Unitego up there in the gym. She had a great block. The gym went crazy on that one.
4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Drake. Another NBA range three. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Looked good. Rebound for Faulkner, though, of Unitego. And here is Lucia in the backcourt, setting it up. Floats one down low for Paige McCoy. A good little pump fake. Puts up the shot, won't go. Guess who? Meg Perry follows it up, in and out. Rebound is loose. Perry was turned and was running back on defense, otherwise it would have come right to her. Drake, back the other way, up and under. We're going to have a foul on the floor here on Unitego. So end-to-end action, 4:25 to go in the fourth. Unitego leads by 2, 39-37. End of the first quarter in that Class D game, and Stanford is on top of Cherry Valley Springfield by a score of 15-11. Here is Drake to the left side of the floor. Back to the right side, pull-up jumper for Wayrock, no good, rebound Unitego. Shots aren't falling at the moment for the Eagles as we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Two-point lead for Unitego girls over deposit Hancock, and a timeout is taken here by Coach Z. 39-37, Spartans on top of the Eagles. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lowell, Israel Lorimer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some more special sponsors tonight include Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Mike and Tina Gavin of Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney, Village Variety of Unadilla, the O at 112 restaurant in Otigo, as well as Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Hancock Telephone Company in Hancock. Unitego with the basketball with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter.
Big defensive stand for the Eagles.
Lucia to the bucket, little up and under, and the senior puts it up and in. Haley Lucia now with 11 points. And another lead for Unitego, 41-37. Can DH find the answer again? They go to Kellum down low. Left-handed layup won't go. Drake hustling for the rebound. Gets it, puts it up. She's fouled and will go to the line. Unbelievable. She's got 21 looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
I'm not even sure how she got the rebound on that one. That was unbelievable. She sliced in there. She got it. She just put it up. She got fouled and it went in.
41-39. Lacey trying to cut it back to a one-point lead here for the Eagles with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Drake to the line. It's good. Drake has 22. And it's 41-40. So you have Drake with 22, Kellum with 13, Wayrock with 5. For DH. And the Spartans with the ball in a one-point lead. Both teams throwing haymakers back and forth. Now to Faulkner on the right side of the floor. Faulkner goes to Haley Lucia. Lucia back to Faulkner, looking to pump it to the interior, but they keep it out on the three-point arc. Faulkner steps in for a long 20-footer off the backside of the ring, and Drake with another rebound with 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Across midcourt, Drake splits two defenders. Little up and under move for Drake, and it goes. Unbelievable shot. She's got 24.
I still don't know how it went in. It hit the bottom of the rim. It bounces. It got legs. It goes up. It hits the backboard, and then it goes in.
A Dr. J finger roll that looked like it didn't have enough mustard on it finds its way in, and DH leads 42-41. Chance of defense from the DH student section. Down low for Paige McCoy, desperately throwing one up. No good. Kellum a rebound. Unitigo looked a little panicked there. Drake with the rebound. She'll pull it down and come across midcourt. Can almost see her take a deep breath as she gets across the big Cortland C. This one's going to go right down to the wire, folks, with 2:20 to go in the fourth. Drake on the baseline. Dishes it off for Kelsey Young. She's rejected there by Faulkner. And into the hands of Haley Lucia. Lucia with a home run pass ahead for Faulkner. Faulkner now holding on to it, back to Lucia. Lucia to Morgan Perry for a long two off the front of the rim. Drake another rebound. Drake looking for the home run quarterback pass ahead for Kellum. Throws it into a safe spot in the left corner. Kellum pulls up, pulled the trigger too early there and missed it. Buck 50 to go. DH leading 42-41. Wayrock and Dawson hustling back on defense, and Unitigo has to pull it out. Lucia pops a jumper from the right elbow, won't go. Faulkner with a good rebound. Shovels one back out to Morgan Perry. We come up on 90 seconds to go. It's a one-point game, 42-41. Morgan Perry for three straight away, hits it. Huge three there for Morgan Perry, and she's got five. And it's 44-42 with a minute 20 to go. Does Lacey Drake have some magic? A three from NBA range, no good. Drake tracks down her own rebound to the right side. Wants to pull it back out. Drake splits through two defenders. We're going to have a travel with a minute 10 to go, and the DH fans are livid.
That's a tough call to call a foul on that. There's a double team. She tries to split it. Feet get tangled up. She falls down. I think it's a good call.
44-42 with a minute 10 to go. Yeah, there wasn't really a lot there, in my opinion, either. So the Spartans have the ball. DH coming with some full-court pressure. Wilsey across midcourt. Wilsey to the far side for Meg Perry. Now back out to Morgan. 1:05 to go. Boy, a two-point lead in this game just seems like you got the world in your hands. Unitigo's going to take a timeout. It's 44-42 with 1:15 to go. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Section 4 Class C girls semifinals. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you here. 44-42 the score. Unitigo ahead by two over Deposit Hancock, and the Spartans have the ball. Right side of the floor now for Morgan Perry. Back up to Haley Lucia. Far side for Faulkner. Now back out to Lucia. There's 10 on the shot clock here. We'll see how aware Unitigo is. Game clock coming down to 45 seconds. Now for Faulkner. 5 on the shot clock for Lucia. Step back, deep 3. Tried to go to the bank. It's closed. Young couldn't hold on to it. And no, they're going to say it's a shot clock violation. Unitigo fans trying to say that it hit the rim with 38 seconds left here. The officials are going to get together and talk about this, I think.
I don't think it hit the rim.
It was a deep shot. It looked like it hit the bottom of the glass. Coach Z is livid because Young got the rebound for DH and pretty much dribbled it off. Her foot would have gone out of bounds, and Unitigo would have held on to it. Instead, this ball's going back to Deposit Hancock.
I think it hit the rubber that's underneath the basket.
Yeah. So DH is going to roll it in here. The clock will not start. Drake's going to let it roll all the way to midcourt, then picks it up, comes across the midcourt timeline. Drake to the left side, finds Kelsey Young, hands it back to Drake. No, Kelsey holds on to it for Ariel Kellum. Now back to Drake on the interior. Tries to put it up, and she's fouled with 28.3 to go. And Drake is shooting and will be heading to the line.
He might have called the pass. I'm not quite sure. You got to call it underneath because she did pass it.
All the DH fans want the shot.
Well, she should have shot it, though, if she would have got it.
Timeout's going to be taken here by DH with 28 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-42. Unitego on top. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
28 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Live from SUNY Cortland tonight, Unitego girls leading Deposit Hancock 44-42 in the Class C Section 4 semis. Here's the scene. Unitego is on defense. DH is going to be inbounding underneath the DH basket to the right side of it after a foul call. So we'll see what they draw up here in this timeout.
Shot clock's off. We've got possession arrow going for the Eagles, and then we've got zero fouls on the Eagles and three on Unitego, which could be interesting because if DH has to start fouling, they have a lot of fouls to make up, you know?
Yeah, our team foul situation, three for Unitego, none for DH.
See what they come up with here.
Drake will be doing the inbounding duties. Right side of the basket's going to float one up here. It's a jump ball, but somehow DH comes down with it, and they'll get it to Drake. Almost picked off to Wayrock. Now to Kellum in the corner for a spot up two. Left it short. Drake with the rebound through her fingertips and out of bounds. And back to Unitego. Tough break there for DH with 18 seconds left.
It was a good look, just a little short.
Now Unitego is going to take a timeout. We'll step away again for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Leave it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
18.4 seconds left, live at SUNY Cortland. Unitego will have the ball, and they have a 44-42 lead. DH on defense. Let's see if they can pull off a miracle here, get a steal, something like that, a turnover to try to get it back. But right now, Unitego will advance the ball to midcourt, so they'll have it in front of the scorer's table, directly to the right of their bench on the far side of the floor. Lucia will be doing the inbounding duties and gets it to Faulkner in the backcourt. Faulkner across midcourt. And they're going to go back to Haley Lucia. Lucia near midcourt and a steal. No. Unitego will hold on to it. It was almost picked off, and now Drake has to foul with 7 seconds left. DH fans were screaming for an early foul there. They didn't get it. And it was almost a steal by Drake. Wow, very close.
She had it in her hand. Rolled out. Faulkner able to get it back.
Unitego will get it into Morgan Perry. Perry at midcourt, now back to Haley Lucia. She's fouled by Drake with 3.6 to go. Things not looking good here for the Eagles.
They still have two more fouls to get before they shoot.
So this will be Haley Lucia doing the inbounding duties once again. Unitego trying to escape. They'll work it into Morgan Perry. She's fouled by Lacey with 2.4 to go. But again, still it's an uphill battle in terms of trying to get Unitego to the line here because they didn't have enough fouls. And so now, okay, looked like something was in the middle of the court. They scooped that up, make sure everybody's safe out there. Some sort of a hair tie, rubber band, something like that. 2.4 to go. Unitego will be doing the inbounding duties. Haley Lucia will have the ball. And we'll get it into Faulkner. Faulkner is fouled with 1.2 to go. That's the fourth foul here as a team on DH. All Unitigo's really got to do is get this ball in and hang on. Time is really not on the side of DH at the moment. Unitigo will look to get it in. They go to Morgan Perry, and there's 2.2 seconds left, and she was fouled. So again, Unitigo's going to have to just get it in one more time. Their fans are ready to explode here with a 44-42 lead.
It's 5-team foul, so she'll go to the line, but here's the deal. You cannot catch it on a rebound and shoot the distance in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
They won't let you do it. I think it needs to be like 0.6 or 0.7.
So we won't have any Groton Unitigo boys thieves here tonight.
No, unless they get this wrong.
Morgan Perry's first shot from the line won't go. Second one coming here for Perry.
It's almost better to miss this.
Mm-hmm, true. Just let that clock go.
Yep.
Perry's second shot is good. She'll get it to go. DH. Well, looks like Unitigo actually is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. But as you said, it is 0.2 to go.
Well, DH is going to take a timeout because in the girls' game he could advance. So he's going to advance at the half court. So here's this is just a tip. I don't think you can catch and shoot this. So they're going to have to throw this up to the rim, but they need 3 points. So I'm just not quite sure how you do it except for you catch and you just kind of heat it. I don't know if they're going to let them catch and shoot with 0.2 to go.
I mean, you probably have the most athletic person you could ask for to maybe somehow pull this off.
If it's a two-point game, then I'd say, you know, have Kellum and Drake both go to the rim and throw it to the right side or the left side, and hopefully you get a nice tip. I mean, you could try a tip and then maybe get a foul. There's a couple different ways to do that.
So 45-42 the score. Unitigo girls on top of DH. No matter how this finishes, a whale of a ball game here for the sectional semis. You couldn't ask for anything more.
We had a pretty good idea driving over here and talking about the game that we were going to see a game just like that. Back and forth, leads on both sides. Nothing more than a 6-point lead on either side. Just a great game. Great game plan by Bob Zien. It looks like it might pay off for him.
So again, DH won the two games earlier in the season. Both were very close. Another timeout is taken here with 0.2 to go. Again, Unitigo on top 45-42. Winner will move on to the sectional finals here in Section 4. They'll take on the winner of Union Springs and Newfield. We won't have that game tonight on the radio, but Iz and I might stick around, watch that game for a little while here tonight. Just curious on what we might see on Saturday if we come back here to radio it up again. A lot of options for Saturday, so we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, a lot of local teams still playing.
Norwich boys and Norwich girls advanced tonight. Norwich girls knocked off Oneonta in the B semifinals. And the Norwich boys got that buzzer beater last night, which was crazy against Owego to win at the buzzer. So those two teams are in. South Courtright boys are in the D final. South Courtright girls are in the D final. Stanford and Cherry Valley in that other game happening right now down in Oneonta.
And you got the Cooperstown team.
Yeah, don't forget Coop. The boys and the girls are both in the Section 3 finals on Saturday up at Onondaga Community College. So a lot of local teams still going. So here's the Eagles. They're going to inbound it in front of the scorer's table. Let's see what they decide to do. They're going to try to get it into Drake. She's going to throw it up at the buzzer.
No shot.
Hit the rim, and it's no good. That's it, 45-42. Unitigo advances a heck of a game here tonight. You feel good for the Spartans. They're able to come back and advance to their second straight Section 4 Class D championship game. DH left it all out there and just came up a little short here tonight.
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, we watch these teams play all the time, so I feel good for, obviously good for the team in green there, but a great run this year for the Deposit Hancock Eagles.
We'll be back with our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards. Again, our final, Unitigo girls defeat DH 45-42. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027. 1-800-878-7979 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our final score here tonight from SUNY Cortland, 3-seed Unitego defeats 2-seed Deposit Hancock 45-42. A whale of a game here tonight. Let's go through some stats. First, for winning Unitego, 16 points from Meg Perry, 11 from Haley Lucia, 6 apiece for Morgan Perry and Paige McCoy, 4 for Jenna Faulkner, 2 for Maddie Wilsey. On the other side, Lacey Drake with a game-high 24 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 steals. 13 points for Ariel Kellum, and 5 points for Haley Wayrock here tonight. So DH will finish the season at 22-2. Unitego advances. They are now 20-3. So before we get into our awards, again, just a great game. So glad we were here for it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really back and forth momentum-wise. It was a lot of runs, you know, small runs, but like 6-0, you know, start off the game, and then, you know, and then you get 5 points from the Eagles. And it was, there was never really a chunk where you felt like, ah, this team just took this game over. You know, right at the end of the half, Unitego is up 5 points. They get a foul shot, and then they hit a three, and it's a one-point game at half. It just never, they never lost contact with each other, and that's what's really fun to watch when you're watching high school basketball when it's played like that.
Yeah, these two teams had three great games this year. DH won the first game 46-40. They win the MAC championship game 54-50, and then tonight Unitego pulls it out 45-42. So it'll be Unitego in the Section 4 Class C championship game. They'll get the winner of Union Springs and top seed Newfield. We don't know the times yet, and the date is probably going to be on Saturday, but that's going to be me having a visit with Section 4 tomorrow. And really, folks, Section 4 is at the mercy of Cortland. There's a lot of events going on here. Their women's team is in the national tournament. I know they've been talking about a gymnastics competition, so you want to use a venue like that. Sometimes it's the price you have to pay, but they will do their best to get the times out tomorrow. Let's go through our three awards here. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think we can easily say Lacey Drake with this one tonight with those 24 points, 16 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, she's still able to score 24 with a double team, two people standing on her all night. She never had single coverage tonight, which is pretty incredible to score 24 in a game and then score 24 with two people standing next to you the whole game is mind-blowing.
Next up, we will have our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I think I'd like to go Haley Lucia with this tonight. 11 points for Unitego, and just did the absolute best she could, and stuck with Lacey Drake for as long as she could tonight.
I've always liked watching her play, even when she was a JV player, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. She's just fun to watch. She really plays the point guard in an old-school fashion. She's always in control of what's happening, and she had a really nice offensive night tonight. She did a really good job on defense as well. I agree 100%. She had a great game for the senior tonight.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think I got to go Meg Perry with that tonight, 16, and just did a lot of gritty, dirty work, rebounds, scoring, great at the foul line, did a little bit of everything. She was all-purpose tonight here for Unitego.
Well, I I let off the show with a she shot 50% in that championship game. Guess what she shot tonight from the line?
She was real good tonight.
Yeah, she was 100% from the line.
Really? Wow.
She did not miss a foul shot, and she added 11 rebounds. So a double-double for her as well, and she went 6-for-6 from the line. I have her missing three or four shots from the field tonight. She just had a fantastic night.
Yeah, she was really tough and helped Unitigo get over the hurdle, and they'll have their second straight trip to the Section 4 Class D Championship game, which will be right back here at SUNY Cortland. 99% sure it'll be on Saturday, and boy, it's going to be a fun game. Newfield, I know, is always well-prepared, well-coached. Union Springs defeated Delhi in the second round, so you know the Wolves have got to be a tough team. So, you know, we're watching these teams warm up. We'll probably provide some Twitter updates throughout the rest of the evening here to see who Unitigo will be facing off. So, again, the Norwich girls advance tonight, along with the South Courtright girls so far. Oneonta girls fall. And right now, Stamford girls are on top of Cherry Valley Springfield, 28-15 at the half. So it could be a Stamford-SK Delaware League final in the D's, if that holds true. So we'll see. Iz, thanks for joining me again. This was great.
Always my pleasure. This is a lot of fun. I love watching the game, and calling it with you makes it even more fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun here tonight. Also, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios in Sydney. He's our in-game producer. And again, thank you to all our special sponsors here for this game. We'll also be recognizing them for the championship game on Saturday. So hopefully we're making sure we get them in enough during these broadcasts, because we want to thank them for their unwavering support of all our local schools. So, again, our final score here tonight, 45-42. Unitigo girls defeat Deposit Hancock. They're moving on to the Section 4 Class C championship game on Saturday. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. We will see you this weekend on CDO Sports.